Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DJ intro route in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it in a way that still feels current, heavy, and proper mix-ready. The big idea here is simple. A DJ intro is not just the opening of the track. It's a tool. It has to let another tune mix over it cleanly, while still giving the listener enough identity to know, yeah, this tune is going somewhere nasty. So we're aiming for that sweet spot where the intro feels functional for DJs, but still musical and exciting for the dance floor. We're working in the bass lines area of drum and bass production, so everything we do is going to revolve around sub-weight, break-driven movement, and tension control. The vibe we want is old-school inspired, but not dated. Think chopped breaks, disciplined low-end, teasing bass phrases, and a smooth route into the drop. Let's start by setting the foundation. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic old school and jungle feel, 172 BPM is a really nice sweet spot. If you want it a little more modern and rolling, 174 BPM works too. Now set up your tracks. You want a drum track for the break or programmed kit, a sub bass track, a mid bass or a reese track, an atmosphere or texture track, and an FX track for transitions. If you want to go a little deeper, add a vocal chop or stab track too. That can give you a signature moment without cluttering the arrangement. Before you start sound design, place markers in the arrangement for your main sections. Mark out your intro, build, drop, break, and second drop. For this lesson, we're focusing on a 16-bar or 32-bar DJ intro route. If you want more mixing room, 32 bars is usually the better choice. If you want something tighter and more underground, 16 bars can work, as long as the intro still has enough phrasing to be useful. A really good habit at this point is to keep your clips visually organized. Color code your parts, keep your track layout clean, and think of the arrangement as a workflow tool as much as a creative space. The faster you can move around the session, the faster you'll finish the tune. Now let's build the drum foundation. For an old-school style intro, the drums are doing a lot of the heavy lifting. You can use a sampled break, or you can program a break style pattern from scratch. If you're using a break sample, you can drop it into Sampler, slice it, and re-trigger the hits. If you're programming it, build a drum rack with kick, snare, and hats, then add ghost notes between the main snare hits. The point here is not to make the drums super polished. The point is to give them controlled grime and enough transient shape to carry the groove. A little swing goes a long way too. Pull some of the hats slightly late if you want that loose, human feel. On the break track, use EQ8 and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up unnecessary sub rumble. Then add drum bus if you want a bit more attitude, a little drive, moderate crunch, and just a touch of transient can really help the break cut through. If you want extra glue, place a glue compressor on the drum bus with a gentle 2:1 ratio, a medium attack, and an auto release or something around 0.3 seconds. The key here is controlled energy, not hyper clean, not overly destroyed. Just enough grit to feel alive. Now let's design the sub bass. For the sub, keep it simple and disciplined. Operator is perfect for this because it gives you clean low-end control fast. Start with a sine-like tone, keep it mono, and avoid any stereo widening on the sub itself. This is one of the most important parts of the whole lesson, because if the low end gets too wide or too complicated, the intro stops being DJ-friendly. Set your envelope so the notes are short and controlled. A fast attack, moderate decay, a decent sustain level, and a short release usually works well. Then add a little saturator, just enough to help the sub translate on smaller speakers. And if you want to be extra safe, put a utility on the channel and set the width to 0% so the sub stays locked in the center. When you write the pattern, don't overplay it. This is a tease, not the full reveal. Try placing notes on the 1, the end of 2, and the 3. Or use a 2-bar shape, where bar 1 has a single note and bar 2 has a couple of shorter answers. The idea is to hint at the bass line identity without fully exposing the groove. That's one of the biggest lessons in DJ intro writing. Don't give everything away too early. Let the track breathe. Now we build the main bass voice, which is usually your reese or mid-bass layer. You can make this with wave-eatable, analog, or any stock synth. It gives you a solid detune saw sound. Keep the detune subtle, not extreme. Add auto filter so you can darken the sound early in the intro, and then open it up later. A bit of saturator helps add weight and character. If you need extra texture, you can use corpus or redux very lightly, but don't overcook it. For the intro, the bass should not arrive as a huge wall of sound. It should come in fragments. One note per bar, a short phrase, or a call and response shape works much better than just dropping the full hook right away. That way, the intro stays mixable and the listener gets a sense of the bass identity without the whole thing being handed over too soon. A great starting move is to keep the bass low pass and fairly dark at first, then gradually open the filter over time. Start the cutoff somewhere in the low hundreds of hertz and let it rise as the intro develops. That slow reveal is what creates tension without making the mix feel crowded. Now let's talk about arrangement and phrasing. A strong DNB intro usually works in clear 2-bar or 4-bar sentences. That means every couple of bars, something changes. It doesn't have to be dramatic. In fact, subtle changes are often better. A ghost snare here, a bass pickup there, a slightly more open hat pattern, a tiny effects hit. Those small shifts keep the groove moving. A simple structure could be this. Bars 1 to 4 are mostly break and atmosphere, maybe with a little sub hint. Bars 5 to 8 bring in a ghost bass or a low stab. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a clearer bass phrase. Bars 13 to 16 add fills and some filter movement. If you're doing a 32-bar intro, then bars 17 to 24 let the groove become more obvious, and bars 25 to 32 push the pre-drop tension right to the edge. Think about it like a conversation. The drums say, "Here's the pulse." The bass answers, "Here's the weight." The effects say, "Something is changing." That call and response energy is what gives the intro shape. One important coaching note here. A DJ intro only works properly if it behaves like a mixing tool first, and a musical statement second. So while you're arranging, keep asking yourself, can another tune sit over this without fighting it? If the answer is no, the intro probably has too much harmonic content, too much stereo width, or too many transients competing for space. Now we bring in automation, and this is where the intro starts to feel premium. Automate your filter cutoff over time. Open it slowly. Don't just jump from dark to bright all at once. You can also automate send amounts to reverb and delay on selected hits, especially toward the end of a phrase. A little reverb throw on a snare in the last bar before the drop can sound massive if you keep it controlled. You can also automate the drive amount on the bass saturation or the transient level on the drum bus. Just a little lift in the final section can make the whole route feel like it's gathering pressure. A really nice Ableton move is to resample your bass and FX movement. Record the performance to a new audio track, then chop the best moments and rearrange them. That can give the intro a more lived-in jungle feel, because the tiny imperfections make it sound more human and less gridlocked. And that matters. In drum and bass, tension often comes from controlled repetition plus subtle change. If everything changes constantly, the groove disappears. If nothing changes, it gets boring. Automation helps you sit right in the middle. Now let's make sure the low end stays tight and mixable. Keep the sub centered. Avoid widening anything below about 120 Hz. If the break and the bass are fighting, carve space with EQ before you reach for heady compression. Use volume balance first. That's usually the cleanest solution. Also, test the intro in mono. This is huge. If the groove falls apart in mono, the bass is probably too wide or too effect heavy. The intro should still work when the DJ is mixing it into another tune and the room is not giving you perfect stereo conditions. For the overall balance, the break should carry most of the motion, the sub should be present, but not overpowering, and the mid-bass should feel like a feature that comes in and out rather than a constant wall. Now let's add some old-school identity without making it sound dated. Use reverse cymbals, short noise risers, snare rolls, vinyl-style atmosphere, tiny stabs, maybe a chopped vocal fragment if it fits the track. The trick is to use these elements sparingly. One great transition moment is worth more than 5 random effects fighting for attention. A classic move is to save your biggest transition for the last 2 bars before the drop. Open the filter, thin out the break for half a bar, add a fill, then bring everything back in with the full bass line. That contrast is what gives the drop impact. It gives the DJ a clear phrase, and it gives the crowd that proper "here we go" feeling. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't bring in the full bass line too early. Keep it fragmented. The intro should hint, not fully reveal. Second, don't make the sub too wide or too distorted. Keep it mono and use gentle saturation instead of aggressive processing. Third, don't overload the intro with FX. Pick one or two strong transition ideas and let the groove breathe. Fourth, always think in phrases. 2-bar and 4-bar structure matters a lot in DNB. And fifth, don't let the breaks and bass fight each other in the low end. High pass the breaks a bit, carve the mids in the bass if needed, and check the kick-sub relationship carefully. If you want to push the idea even further, here are a few pro-level variations. Try a fake-out intro, where you make it sound like the drop is about to arrive, then strip it back for a bar or two before the real impact. That little reset can make the actual drop feel much heavier. Or try a split intro structure. Make the first 8 bars raw and break-led, then make bars 9 to 16 more polished with clearer bass and more FX. That gives the intro a really satisfying evolution. You can also alternate your bass answers. Instead of repeating the same phrase, switch between a low, sparse note and a more audible higher answer. That keeps the ear engaged without turning the intro into a full hook. Another nice one is negative space. Remove one drum element every few bars, then bring it back slightly altered. Sometimes what you leave out creates more tension than what you add.